টক্সিক কেমিক্যালস রয়েছে আমাদের দৈনন্দিন ব্যবহার্য দ্রব্যাদির মধ্যে। এক প্রতিবেদনে বলা হয়েছে, 69% মহিলারাই জানেন না তারা যেসব প্রসাধনী ব্যবহার করছেন তার ভেতরে কি কি রাসায়নিক পদার্থ রয়েছে, এবং এর এক তৃতীয়াংশই জানেন না এর পার্শ্ব প্রতিক্রিয়া কি। এ নিয়ে আমরা একটি সাক্ষাৎকার নিয়েছিলাম আইরিন ফ্যালকন, সিও নরিশ লাইফ এর সঙ্গে। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, সাক্ষাৎকারটি ইংরেজিতে ধারণ করা হয়েছে, এখন শুনুন ধারণকৃত সেই সাক্ষাৎকারটি। আইরিন ফ্যালকন, ওয়েলকাম টু SBS রেডিও বাংলা প্রোগ্রাম। Toxic chemicals exist in almost all cosmetics and products. So how you explain this? How dangerous is the toxic products we're using?
I think the scary thing is that us women, and you know, and to men to some extent as well, we're applying so many different products on our bodies, up to 300 different chemicals on our bodies every single day. So it's really about the build-up and the addition of all of the chemicals layered on top of each other that I think are probably doing the biggest harm.
Can you tell us about the recent research findings?
We found that we wanted to see how many women in Australia really understood what it was that they were putting on their bodies. And so we set out to do this research project. And I have to say, I was really shocked to find that 69% of all of Australian women have literally no knowledge about the ingredients in the products that they're applying to their face and their body every single day.
So what are the toxic ingredients we should be looking out for?
So products like, ingredients like parabens, which can, they're in lotions and creams to stop the products from going moldy. And this parabens, they can disrupt our hormones and they can play lots of havoc on us women, especially when, you know, you're trying to conceive or you're pregnant and you've just had a baby. So our hormones are really an area of our body that we don't want to have disrupted by products.
So why is there such a lack of understanding of toxic chemicals in beauty products?
There is such a lack of understanding. I think it's because the front of the products and the bottles themselves, they look so beautiful. And we use words on the packaging like natural and organic, and they come across as being quite safe and harmless. It's really not until you look at the back of the packet and you read all that fine print that you can actually see what it is that we're putting on ourselves every day. And we're so busy. We're shopping, we're looking after children, we're working, we're trying to get dinner on the table, and we just don't have time to look and read all of those things. So I think we take it completely for granted.
So women are unknowingly applying a concoction of around 300 chemicals to their skin daily. What advice do you have for people who use mainstream cosmetics?
I would urge anybody using mainstream cosmetics to really look out for natural and organic alternatives for those products. At Nourished Life, for example, we have 3,500 different products that are all natural and organic, and we've already gone through and read those labels for you. But we're just one of many, many stores, and there's even health food stores out there that sell beautiful organic products. So it's really just about going out of your way in the beginning and doing a little bit of research and starting to look for alternatives.
So while people can go for more information, how do they get the more information about the chemical, toxic chemicals?
Well, they can definitely come to me at nourishedlife.com.au, and I do a blog every day that talks about the topic and gives lots of tips and tricks. And if anyone wants to contact me or email me, then I'm happy to help them out personally as well.
Is the cosmetic producer knows that the chemicals they're using in the products may have potential side effect?
A really interesting example of that is triclosan, which is a ingredient that was just banned last month in the US, and it is found in antibacterial soaps and even toothpaste. Now, it was banned in the US because the FDA couldn't deem it safe enough for over-the-counter sale, but yet we're still selling it in Australia on our shelves. So that's I think that's quite alarming. That's why we need to do our own research.
But if the toxic products are harmful to the people or to the user, why government allowing them to sell the products on the market?
Well, you remember cigarettes, and cigarettes used to be widely available as well. You know, it's only in recent times that we've realised the dangers of smoking. So I think things are going to change in the future as more and more people understand the side effects.
So there is some indication in the cigarette that cigarette is harmful. Is there anything written on the cosmetics product?
No, there isn't. And I don't think there's anything set in stone to say that a particular, you know, ingredient can cause cancer or can have such a huge effect, but it's really about we don't know the long-term effects. We don't know the answer, so we're making a lot of assumptions. We do have research to show that it is, that they do disrupt our hormones, that they do have respiratory issues, you know, that there are potential side effects. So I guess it's better to be safe than sorry.
What are you going to suggest to our listener?
Just, I think the most important thing is just to be mindful. I think if we start by thinking about what it is that we're putting on our bodies rather than putting them on our bodies without thinking, I think that's really the starting point. Just to start thinking, just like we think with food, when we put food in our mouth, we always think, okay, you know, what is in this food that I'm eating? Is it got fat in it? Is it got preservatives in it? Does it have the artificial colours and flavours? If we can apply that same way of thinking to what we put on our body, I think that's a really good start. The only other thing I'd like to add is we just have to be mindful that, you know, in this beautiful country that we have so many lovely farms and farmers and manufacturers and brands that are producing beautifully grown organic ingredients that are used in organic and natural products. So it's really easy to find alternatives. So if we can just skip the lipstick from the mainstream supermarket or department store that may have lead in it and look for lipsticks that may be coloured with things like fruit pigments and cherry pigments.
The organics products are very expensive.
That is such a misconception, and it's simply not true. Yes, organic food is more expensive than mainstream food, but when it comes to cosmetics and skincare products, they are actually the same price, if not cheaper, than so many of the mainstream brands. You have to remember, when you're buying commercial cosmetics, you're pretty much paying for their advertising and their packaging rather than the product itself. And when you're buying organic makeup and cosmetics, they don't have big advertising budgets. They're not paying superstars and models to promote their products. So you're saving a lot of money in that respect. And you're really just buying the product itself. And you'll find you can buy an organic skin cream for $10 a bottle.
Irene Falcon, thanks for your time to SBS Radio Bangla program.
Thank you so much for having me.
এতক্ষণ টক্সিক কেমিক্যালস রয়েছে আমাদের দৈনন্দিন ব্যবহার্য দ্রব্যাদির মধ্যে, এ নিয়ে কথা বললাম আইরিন ফ্যালকন, সিও নরিশ লাইফ এর সঙ্গে।